It's weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, and now it's time for some music. And today, global music DJ Beto Arcos is back to share some of his favorite new music from Spain, including this track from flamenco guitarist José Luis Montón. Beto is the host of Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles, where he joins us from our studios at NPR West. Beto, thanks for being here.
Oh, pleasure to be with you, Jackie.
Nice to start the new year this way with you. So this song is really, really luscious. We're hearing this music by José Luis Montón. He has a new solo CD out, and this Barcelona-born flamenco guitarist is really wonderful to listen to.
Yeah, he's a really special guitarist because in this record, he brings flamenco to a different level of musicianship. And what he does in this particular tune is he takes one of the many palos or standards of playing flamenco and he sort of deconstructs it. What you hear is this kind of very soulful, heartfelt approach to a typically very high-energy tune, but still keeping that energy in there. He brings this music to almost a classical approach, almost like a Baroque-inspired type of music, and it just brings the soul of the music out.
Tell us the name of this particular track.
It's a tune called Soniquete, and soniquete in the flamenco language means to have rhythm, to have the energy to play the music, and this is what he gives us in this tune.
Flamenco guitarist José Luis Montón and Beto, the next artist that you brought is the female quartet. We really like this one, Las Migas. I really love the sounds of the women's voices, Beto. Lots of soul, passion. Tell us more about them.
This group is composed of four women, one from Germany, one from France, and two from Andalusia, from southern Spain, the cradle of flamenco. What they do in this particular case is they reinvent a traditional cante, a traditional tangos from Sevilla, from Seville, and they make it their own. They add something that's unique to this particular group, the violin. But you also hear in this case the wonderful foot tapping of the singer in this band, Alba Carmona. Fantastic, fantastic singer. Ya la guitarrina. Ya la guitarrina. Su padre le va a comprar para la feria. Hay un montón de mina. Pero dime qué motivo te doy yo. Que para que tú no me dejes vivir tranquila. Y maldiga mi corazón. Leré. Ay, leré, leré, leré.
That's the Spanish flamenco quartet, Las Migas, and my guest is Beto Arcos, host of KPFK's Global Village in Los Angeles, and we're listening to some of his favorite new songs from Spain. Now, here's another. Beto, this next song that you brought us is a change of tempo. Now, I might be wrong, but it almost sounds like something you could rock a cradle to.
It's interesting you say that because it's a song called Nana de Chocolate y Leche, which means lullaby of chocolate and milk. It's a song by Lara Bello. And she says this is her favorite track in the record because it has to do with the cycle of life and death. She wrote this song around the time her dad passed away. And the next day after he passed away, one of her good friends had two babies and one was darker than the other. Hence the title, Chocolate and Milk. It's a beautiful song. It's a song that's not much to do with Spain as it does with the Americas because it has an Afro-Peruvian dance rhythm here called Landó. And then the Colombian harpist, fantastic musician Edmar Castañeda, plays this incredible solo. And it just grounds this tune down to the earth. Fantastic approach of mixing these two traditions together, the Peruvian and the Colombian. And of course, the very soulful, very Spanish singing of Lara Bello.
Nana de Chocolate y Leche. Really nice. Now, This next one, let's listen to Jigs and Bowls. I was given this Beto, and I thought that maybe there'd been a mistake, that someone had handed me a piece of Irish music.
You're right. This is the Galician bagpipe. Now you know that Spain is not just about flamenco, right? This is music from another part of Spain. It's from Galicia in the northwest corner of Spain. It's music with ancient Celtic roots and modern Spanish energy. And the man behind this tune is none other than the giant of Celtic music, Carlos Núñez. He is the master of Galicia's bagpipes, the gaita, as they're called in Spain. Mm. And man, I have to say, this is an incredible tune, not only because of the amazing playing of Carlos Núñez, but because he's bringing north and south together. The music of Spain, you hear that in the guitar playing and the way in which he mixes the sort of flamenco rhythms here. But he's also mixing the Galician style of music called Muñeira. As you know, Galician music is very much about the spirit of the earth, and this is what this song brings out. So heavenly.
You know, I looked at his name and I realized that what confused me was I have seen that name on Chieftains albums. He's played with Paddy Maloney and the Chieftains.
That's right. He's enormously popular across the rest of Spain and Europe. And in fact, the Chieftains called him the seventh Chieftain. He's recorded with them so many times, including the Grammy-winning recording Santiago, inspired by Galician music. And I thought this is a great way to kind of close this segment because it just shows you the incredible range of musics in Spain. It's not just flamenco, it's not just Galician, it's everything. And this is a fantastic way to bring the culture of Spain together in one tune.
So that's Spanish piper Carlos Núñez, and he's just one of the many artists that you can hear on Beto Arcos' show Global Village on KPFK in Los Angeles. You know, I'm not going to have time to go to Spain anytime very soon, but thank you for bringing it here to all of us. Gracias.
My pleasure, Jackie. Muchísimo, muchísimo gusto.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered. We pause here because, well, one of our number producer, Lauren Silverman, has got to quote the song, Spurs That Jingle, Jangle, Jingle, and she's hitting the trail to Texas. Yep, headed for a reporting job at KERA Public Radio in Dallas. We've made jokes about losing our partner, but the truth is, we'll just plain miss her smarts, her savvy, her I'm on it spirit that put that audio wrangler in her very own Cowgirl Hall of Radio fame. Lauren, good luck and get ready, Dallas. She's leaving with those spurs on. Our program is directed today by Lily Percy and edited by Shula Newman. The staff includes Phil Harrell, Amy Held, Acacia Squires, Becky Hersher, and Chris Connolly. The technical director is Daniel Shukin with help from Rob Berman. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishna Dev Kullamore, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Our reference librarian is Kim Maleski, the Phony Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai, our senior producer. I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. We're back next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great night.